Hello and welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on October 20th, 2016. Our guest today is Kevin Lindemann, Senior Director for Global Real Estate at S&P Global Market Intelligence. We're going to take a look at REIT's capital raising to this point in 2016. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here, Alan. Thanks.
So, Kevin, now that we're into the fourth quarter of the year, how would you describe the capital market's overall receptivity towards REITs?
Well, when you compare 2016 to 2015, activity has been up. We track capital raising across all different sectors and all different types of capital. And according to our research, capital raising is up over 11% year over year. So that's certainly a positive indication that the companies in our industry have plenty of healthy access to the capital markets. I would say, looking at 2016 versus 2015, it is a bit more heavily tilted towards senior debt raising capital raising activities. But generally, the markets have been pretty healthy. The one area where we haven't seen a ton of activity in 2016 is in the IPO market. And I would also say that, just given all the uncertainty in the markets and recent declines in REIT stock prices, capital raising has slowed down, certainly for the past few weeks. But generally, 2016 has been pretty healthy.
And what about particular sectors within the industry? Have any been especially active?
You know, what's been interesting is that your traditional food groups within real estate, your office, retail, industrial, multifamily, have been less active in capital raising. We've seen a fair amount of capital being raised in what we sort of put together as the specialty property types. And companies like American Tower and Crown Castle have been active. We've seen a decent amount of activity. American Campus Community did a pretty big equity offering earlier this year. A number of the healthcare REITs, Ventas, Physicians Realty, have been pretty active. Medical Properties Trust. So I guess what has stood out to us is that the more traditional real estate property types have been a bit less active in capital raising in 2016.
And going back to something you brought up a little while ago, you mentioned that IPOs, for instance, have to be, capital coming from there has to be almost negligible this year. But so where is all that new capital coming from?
Well, it's as I mentioned, it's a bit more heavily tilted towards senior debt. Equity issuance on a year-over-year basis is pretty flat. A lot of the equity issuance that we're seeing is coming in the form of at-the-market offerings, where companies are sort of regularly tapping the equity markets on an ongoing basis, as opposed to the big underwritten offerings. And a lot of that is going to be driven by what's happening with share prices. So there certainly are a lot of concerns about higher interest rates. So that may explain the level of senior debt issuance, companies wanting to take advantage of the still low rates. I think with the recent decline in REIT stock prices, so since the beginning of August, REIT share prices, the REIT index is down about 10%. So you're probably going to see a bit less activity on the equity side. As share prices have come down, that's made equity capital more expensive. So I think a lot of the activity going forward is going to hinge on when decisions get made about higher interest rates, when we get past the November election and have some visibility into the future. Hopefully, at that point, there will be healthy stock prices, and we'll start seeing some more IPO activity. But it's been pretty muted so far this year.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate your time, and thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Alan.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and remember that you can always visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.